after 20 days at code orange last month, this nation is now at code yellow, a state of elevated risk. The federal government has advised local authorities and private citizens to prepare for the possibility of terrorist attacks. Directions on how to seal a house in the event of a biological or chemical assault have been replaced by more measured advice for families to stock up on essentials. Americans of a certain age have heard this advice before, when the threat was mostly nuclear.
Tomorrow, I am requesting of the Congress new funds for the following immediate objectives: to identify and mark space in existing structures, public and private, that could be used for fallout shelters in case of attack, to stock those shelters with food, water, first aid kits, and other minimum essentials for our survival.
Oh, my gosh. It was a scary time. Everybody thought they were going to be annihilated.
We knew that there were missiles pointed at the United States, but as a child, I really didn't know, you know, what a nuclear bomb could really do.
A new housing development near Denver, Colorado, shows the nation's first model homes with built-in fallout shelters. The room is designed with an atomic war in mind.
The bomb shelter was in the backyard. If you look out this window here, you can see a mound out there, but it's sort of grown over. No one's been in it for years and years and years.
It was built into the side of the ground. It was like you went down these concrete block steps down into this hole in the ground. It's kind of like a cellar.
There were canvas cots, and then there was bunk beds in there.
You'd see Campbell's and Spam.
If there will be a need to spend 2 weeks in a fallout shelter, we have packed our survival kit. For the food supply, pack variety of fruits, soups, evaporated milk, vegetables, napkins.
You even have a toilet down there. Well, how long can you have a toilet down there? You got to do something. Get it out of there.
But I do remember the fear of going into a bomb shelter, of walking down in it and realizing that, gosh, this would be a place where you would have to live after the bomb.
We were ready to go underground and stay if we had to, for as long as we had to. If it was possible to ever come back up again, we would. If not, I guess we would have just perished down there. I don't know.
A fallout shelter in your basement will give adequate shielding from radioactive fallout.
I think the likelihood of a nuclear attack is probably greater than ever right now. I think the possibility of a dirty bomb, the little suitcase-sized bombs, is very real, and that frightens me quite a bit.
I just wish it was September the 10th again, and we could just completely forget that day. I don't know what's going to happen. What can you do? Live from day to day and go on with your life. That's what I will do.
Ann Hutter of Mobile, Alabama. We also heard from Larry Hutter, Ann's husband, Becky Pruitt, and Kathy Hornbeek, also of Mobile. These voices came to us from independent producer Marissa LaMagna.